Blog Talk Radio.
About the will of God.
Amen, amen. You were listening to The Will of God by Hezekiah Walker. I don't know if that was the particular, if that really was the song that was requested by Prophet Pearson, but we'll get it right. Nevertheless, it was talking about the will of God. And certainly, each and every day, we need to know what the will of God is for our lives. Amen, amen. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We pray that everyone had a blessed and peaceful Labor Day on yesterday. We didn't take a day off. We was here on the line lifting up the name of Jesus. And this week's Destiny Focus is desiring spiritual gifts. And we came out of the first book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we went through 12 a little bit. Then we went on and did some in 13 and 14. Amen. Desiring spiritual gifts. So we were on. We had quite a few people on yesterday. You know, I know in the midst of everybody picnicking and a barbecuing and just relaxing at home, we certainly admire that. We should always set aside time for family. Amen. Well, we're back, and today is Tuesday. Today is September the 3rd, 2013, and we are so excited about today. We are launching a new segment. We're still here, but this is a new segment titled Prophetic Tuesdays. Somebody say Prophetic Tuesdays. Amen. And we're just so delighted that Prophet Carlos Pearson of Greenville, North Carolina, has taken on this task of coming on Prophetic Tuesdays and ministering the Word of God to us. Amen, amen. It's a blessing when we can meet a challenge and we can just go before the Lord. And if the Lord say yes, hey, we can flow in it. So we thank God for that. We're excited about what we're going to hear, excuse me, on today. Again, we'd like to invite you to tune in Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, excuse me, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here Monday through Friday at that 1 o'clock hour. And also on Sunday morning, we'd like to invite you to fellowship just for a moment and get some prayer in before you head off to your different houses of worship. We know one thing, if you come on our line, you'll get some prayer and you'll hear some prayer. And when you go into the house of worship, you're already on fire. You're illuminated and ready to praise and glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. Amen. And on Saturdays, we like to invite you to tune in. And this is a different, this is a shift in our program. And Minister and Elder Albert and Billy Burns, they host that segment called They Overcame on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. I tell you, you will not be disappointed when you call in and fellowship with them. On last Saturday, they had an awesome testimony from a woman of God that is now pastoring, laboring in the vineyard after spending 19 years in a lesbian relationship. Those of you that are connected with me on Facebook, we have already added that onto our page. And if you click that link, you can listen to it. I tell you, God can do anything. God is a deliverer. He's still in the deliverance business. But if you want deliverance, you have to be obedient to his word. And this woman of God obeyed the instructions of the Lord, and her life is the better for it. Amen. And she's been pastoring about 2 years. Amen. So you all have to tune in and hear that wonderful testimony. You can also go on our website at www.newdestinyministries, and you can hear that testimony and all of the weekly scheduled programming for the week on our website, or you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com. We thank God for those that visit in the chat room. We thank God for those of you that go back and visit the archives. These archives is available 24/7, 365 days of the year. So as long as we remain on Blog Talk Radio, you can always go back and listen to these messages in their entirety. And if it's a special message and a special speaker and you can't remember the exact date, give me a call and I'll go back into our log and we'll pull it up and let you know how you can go right on there and access that particular message with that particular speaker. Amen, amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing in our midst. Certainly we don't boast of anything of ourselves. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Also, by way of contact, you can reach us at New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702. That's New Destiny Ministry, P.O. Box 5702, and that is Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Also, you can access us by email. You can hit us at newdestiny54@yahoo.com or the one that's on the website, New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Amen. We give God the glory for all that he's doing. We thank God for our wonderful co-host that is manning the switchboard, and that's none other than Sister Ruby Larry. Amen, amen. So we're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking to us on today. Again, we say this is Prophetic Tuesday. So come, invite somebody to come on. Amen. Tell somebody about these Prophetic Tuesdays. Amen. And I tell you, they won't be disappointed. So it gives me great pleasure, amen, to introduce this young man, amen, that is laboring in the vineyard. And we're going to offer up a word of prayer for him as he undertake and do what God has put in his heart to do in these segments. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again. We come before your throne, hallelujah, boldly today, Lord God, asking you for your help, asking, Lord God, for your guidance, for your direction, Lord God. We know that the words say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And when we say man, that entails everybody. Women, men, boys and girls, whomever, hallelujah, decide to obey your voice, God, you said you would order their steps. Lord God, we thank you for Prophet Carlos Pearson. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for him accepting the invitation to come and minister a word to your people. Lord God, we're asking you to enlarge his territory, God. We're asking you to anoint him everywhere he goes. Lord, wherever his feet tread, God, we're asking you to bless him. As he get his luggage prepared, God, and as you begin to just launch him out into the world, not for no self-gratification, not for no glory of himself, Lord, hallelujah, but for the glory of the Lord, for the work of the ministry, for the building up and the edification of your people. Now, God, we're asking you to bless this first Tuesday in the month of September, hallelujah, that we have labeled Prophetic Tuesday. Lord God, we need a word from you. We need to know, God, that you're still, hallelujah, you're still passing out blessings. You're still answering prayers, God. You're still healing. You're still delivering. You're still waking up, making a way out of no way. Oh, God, encourage the hung down head today, God. Encourage those that may be at the edge, Lord God. Those that may be getting ready to say, forget it. Oh, God, we're asking you to send your angels, Lord God. Send your encouraging angels, Lord God, to encourage them. and let them know that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible to you, God. For with you, all things are possible. Oh, God, continue to keep our hearts and our minds stayed on you, God. Continue, Lord God, to let us walk humbly before you, God. Continue, Lord God, to lead and guide us into all truth, God. Oh, we love you today, God. We won't take nothing for this journey, Lord God. God, as the man of God come forth, those that are listening on the internet, those that's in the chat room, Lord God, let them hear a word that would prick their heart. Let them hear a word, Lord God, where they'll do a turnaround, a 360-degree turnaround, Lord God. God, and they'll always know that you are ever-present, God. You're always willing, God. For you would that none would perish, God, but all would come into this marvelous light. Oh, God, we thank you for our children. We thank you, hallelujah, for our parents. We thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you for our neighbors. We thank you for our sisters and brothers. We thank you for our president and those that are in government. We thank you for the troops, God, the policemen, Lord God, the doctors, the attorneys. We thank you, Lord God, for the teachers and the professionals, Lord God, that you have deemed and you have ordained to do the respective jobs that they're doing, God. Well, but most of all, God, we thank you for being God all by yourself, God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, God, who died on the cross for us, Lord God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor for everything that you're going to do on prophetic Tuesdays. Now, God, we like to present to some and introduce to others the speaker for these prophetic Tuesdays. For however long you deem it, however long, Lord God, your stamp of approval is on it, God, we present Prophet Carlos Pearson, God, in the name of Jesus of Greenville, North Carolina. God bless you, man of God. Ah, you little Messiah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
If you can open the lines for a second, evangelist, those of you that may have a praise that you want to give the Lord, amen, I need you to open your mouth and give him a strategic praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, give God praise. I shouldn't have to cry. I shouldn't have to cry. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. I am anticipating for God to give God glory. And to give God praise. It's because your praise can move mountains. Your praise can cause things to happen. Sometimes we are asking God to do things, but we don't want to give God nothing to work with. I first give honor to God, who is my Lord and my Savior, who is the creator of all mankind. I give God praise because of what God is doing even now in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the visionary of this line, Evangelist Bernard. Amen. We ought to just tell God thank you for Evangelist Bernard. Amen. To my apostle, amen, Apostle Rosemary Jenkins Wooten, the pastor of End Time Evangelistic Ministries here in the wide awake city of Greenville, North Carolina. I give God praise because of you all. I thank God for you. Some of you I know and some of you I don't know. Amen. If any ecclesia is in the house, God bless you. All bishops, all apostles, all evangelists, all pastors, all wannabe evangelists, wannabe prophets, things of this nature. We give God praise for you all. I was sitting here and the Lord said, you're going to ride off in me today. Hallelujah. So if you ever come on this line and on Prophetic Tuesday, I may not have to come from the Bible, and I may just do what the Lord is intensicating me to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today I want to deal with something very brief today, and I want y'all to note with me in the book of Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. I understand she's doing a teaching on desiring the gifts of God. As I began to take time to think, the Lord told me to go back to the basics.
Uh-huh.
When you find the word, I need you to shout amen.
Amen.
If you're still looking for the word, it says, I'm looking for the word. The word of the Lord reads as thus, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them that beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I want to note today, y'all, the first verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of prison to them that are bound. I want to talk from a brief subject. You're preaching in captivity. You're preaching in captivity. As we know, the Lord knew us before he formed us out of our mother's belly. We was formed and shaped in iniquity. People of God, we are in an hour now where things are going on in the body of Christ, and people are wondering why that there are so much confusion in the body of Christ. There is confusion in the body of Christ because of the fact that people are not in their prospective places in the kingdom of God. People are being anointed for positions, and God says, I have not called you to this particular office. I have not called you to this particular place. So God's saying that you have people that are preaching and have not been delivered. How is it that you can have a deliverance ministry and you're not delivered yourself? How is it that Satan can cast out Satan? How can this be when the house is divided amongst itself? People of God, we're living in an hour now where we realize that there are wars and rumor wars, and yes, there are wars in the body of Christ. How are we living in captivity? We're living in captivity because of the fact somebody's church feel like they're better than this church. Somebody's choir feel like that they are better than this choir. Somebody feel like that they can preach better than that preacher. We are living in captivity because of the fact these things are in operation in the church. We are in captivity because of some things that God told us to release and let him deliver us from our past, but we are dragging our past into our future. Oh, God, if I could just get one witness. Look, we as a body of Christ, we come and we realize that we're supposed to be sending forth the word and we're supposed to witness the word of God. And as we send forth the word of God, it's supposed to set the minds of the people free. How is it that people can be free in their mindset if you are not free in your spirit? This might be just a little rough for some of y'all. Y'all might be saying, well, why is he going in this direction? This is the direction that the Lord sent me in. A lot of times, people of God, we have people that are crying loud and that spare not, but they still are in captivity. They are still prison in their own homes. They are prison in their hearts and in their spirits because they won't allow God to come in and be God like he needs to be. We as a people of God must understand that when God anointed you, he sanctified you and set you apart from being just like the world. We as a body of Christ must understand that when God called us, he equipped us. And how do we get the equipment that we need if we don't go through trials and tribulations, unexpected situations? People of God, I came to encourage. There may be some bishops that may be on the line tonight. There may be some apostles that's on the line tonight. There may be some prophets that's on the line tonight. There may be some prophetess that's on the line tonight. There may be some evangelists that may be on the line tonight. Don't live in captivity. Don't live in the area of captivity. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. See, the thing about it is, the old saying is, evangelists, they said, have just one taste of God and you'll never be the same. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But see, somebody haven't really tapped into God. And what I mean tapped into God, we believe God for the materialistical things, but do you believe God for the heavenly things? Do we believe God to the point where we're saying, okay, God, here am I. Do what you want to do. Do what you desire to do. I'm getting myself out of the way so you can get in the way. We as a body of Christ must recognize that God is still on the throne. And see, when we as a body of Christ are learning to come out of captivity, we're able to flow in the things that God has orchestrated for our lives. We will be the evangelist that God is calling for. We'll be the prophet, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher. We'll be able to flow in the fivefold ministry freely. It's mighty funny how we as a body of Christ can say that I know God. But the thing about it is people of God, people have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. I'm still talking about people preaching in captivity. I'm talking about how people of God, how is it that we have a call upon our lives, but we answer the call, but we have hesitantly believed God for what we need to believe him for. Jesus quotes these words in Luke 4 and 18. As he read in the people in the synagogue, he stopped in the middle of Isaiah 61 and 2 after these words to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Mm-hmm. And then after he did, he said, today is the scripture fulfilled in your hearing. We have to understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. No, I'm not taking too much on this because of the fact I'm decreeing and I'm declaring that the hearts of the people will begin to be set free. Don't allow your heart to deceive you. Don't allow your mind to deceive you. How is it, people of God, that we can believe God for certain things, but we won't want to believe God for all things? We as a people of God must understand that God has a way of doing things mighty sweet. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, he has allowed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has allowed us to, when we speak the word of God, we ought to be just like Jesus. Jesus, it didn't take Jesus to do all the things, the formalities that we see in church today. Jesus spoke the word, and it was so. And he moved right along. When are we as a body of Christ can come to church and know that God can move freely? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have people that come to church, y'all, and when they come to church, they're binding up the service because they're bound. People can't get free, and people can't be who they're supposed to be in the kingdom of God because they have allowed themselves to be bound during that week. They have allowed the enemy to come and sit on them. They have allowed the enemy to come and sit through them and use them and things of that nature. And they want to come to church, but they still take that burden back home. I feel for leaders today because leaders come and they pray and they intercede on your behalf. And as they intercede on your behalf, they begin to go home and they think about some of the things that they have experienced during the week, or they think about some of the things that they have to deal with concerning the church. But we as a people must understand desiring to be in the will of God, desiring to be who God called us to be. The thing is, did God call you? It's fine to have a desire, but did God call you into that particular place? We have so many people that love to hear a prophetic word. They love to hear a prophetic word. They love to hear somebody prophesy about money, houses, and cars, boyfriends, girlfriends, and things of this nature. But in the kingdom of God, God is much more than that. God is a sovereign God. God is a God that loves us indeed. When he allowed us to come into his presence, he allowed us to come into his presence for a divine reason. People of God, when we praise God, we learn to give God all that we have. We're saying, we're praising you, God, for moving this mountain. I'm praising you because, God, you are doing what needs to be done. God, I surrender all to you. But then there comes a time where that body emotionally must stop. The body emotionals must stop, and we must go and worship God. The Bible says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I feel myself shifting. Thank you, Holy Ghost. because God has so much that he wants to do. But we don't believe God to the fullness. But if I heard the people of God say that this year is the year of manifestation, this is the year of favor. Favor is having the blessings of the Lord on you and through you and following you, and they would run you down, they would chase you down. But are you doing what it takes to receive the blessings of the Lord?
Oh.
The Lord is saying that prayers that people have been praying for is meant to be answered.
Oh.
People of God, we're in the ninth month, the third day, the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What are you really believing God for? Why pray to a God that you don't believe he can do what you ask him to do?
Oh.
The Bible says over in Mark, the 11th chapter, have faith in God. We can speak to whatever mountain and command that mountain to be thou removed. Those things that we pray for, we shall receive those things. We shall have those things. But do you really have faith to believe God to bring you out of captivity? Oh, I need a word from the Lord. Something to tickle your ear. Y'all, it's time to really hear God. It's folks dying every day. Folks are leaving this world at the drop of a dime. I was sitting at home over a month ago. I got a strange phone call. Said, did you know so-and-so went home to be with the Lord? So they told their mother, said, I'm having chest pains, not knowing that the young man was going to be gone, 28 years old. God is not just only taking the old, he's taking the young too.
Oh.
The reason why some people can't come out of captivity is due to the fact that they want to be captive. You don't want to surrender all to God.
Oh.
Some of your captives is because you have allowed generation of demons to sit in the midst of you. You have allowed generational curses to sit amongst you. No, I know this ain't one of the messages that'll make you jump, shout, scream, and holler.
Well,
some of you are terrified because of what have happened in your childhood, and you haven't got healed from it yet. Some of your heart is still heavy because you thought about what happened in your last relationship. Some of you haven't healed because you're thinking about how that man or that woman did you, or how that boss did you, or how this particular person did you, and you saying, God, I need your help.
Oh.
How you going to get God's help is if you don't learn to forgive them.
Oh.
That's how we live in captivity. The old saying was, you had preachers preaching, and they said, don't do as I do as I say. The devil is a liar. We got to do what the word says do.
That's it.
The Bible says, upon this rock I will build my church.
My church.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church being you, you represent the church. What kind of foundation are you standing on?
Oh.
But we study living in captivity. But we say we're in the acceptable year of the Lord. Y'all, we're not being blessed like we're supposed to. Why we're not believing God like we're supposed to?
Oh.
It's because we are in captivity.
My, my, my.
Some of you is And some of you are in prison in your own minds.
Oh.
Some of you in prison because of the molestation. Some of you are in captivity because you was raped. And you won't allow God to come and heal you of that. So when you see a man or woman, it's like you keep your distance. It's like you love them with a long-handled spoon. I mean, that's a long-handled spoon. I can't let them get close to me because of what so-and-so did to me. When are we coming out of captivity, y'all?
When?
When are we coming out of captivity? We can't be effective witnesses if we are in captivities ourselves. Oh, we love to testify, God sent me a check. We love to testify, God gave me a new car. We love to testify that the bill I had, it got paid. But when can we hear God deliver me from homosexuality? God delivered me from dope. God delivered me from being a drunk. God delivered me from being a stealer. God delivered me from being a liar. Is it because we're still doing things of the world and we don't want nobody to know? Why is my heart so heavy, Lord? Because you won't allow God to vindicate you as a person. You won't allow God to thresh you out. What do you think about Paul and Silas when they was out preaching and they was locked up in prison? They beat them. What would Paul and Silas do? They went into that prison, and they began to preach, and they began to sing. And as they began to preach and sing, suddenly, there was an earthquake, and the prison doors was open. Chains began to fall off. It was due to the fact that no matter what it took, they still trusted God. No matter what happened, they still trusted God. But the way they trusted God was they was able to take their hands and lift their hands to God and say, I surrender all. They was able to surrender all to God. When they was able to surrender all to God, they didn't have a thing to worry about because the earthquake was letting them know that God was still in the midst of them. But let me get back, because I don't want nobody to say he got off course. If we look down and go to Luke chapter 4, Luke 4 and 18, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus was talking, is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recover our sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Even though Jesus was doing his ministry, he still learned how to rely on the Holy Ghost. Y'all, the Holy Spirit come to be a comforter. When Jesus left here, he said, I shall leave you a comforter that will teach you all things, that will bring all things to your remembrance. We as a body of Christ, y'all, this nation, this world is jacked up because it's in captivity. Captivity. Jesus came not to condemn the world, but through him that the world might be saved.
My God, my God.
We say that we are preaching. But if we are preaching, y'all, why aren't the souls coming into the church like it need be?
Yeah.
If we are preaching and teaching and say we are prophesying, why aren't their souls coming into the kingdom of God?
Where are the signs? Where they are?
God will take a drunk. He will take a person that has smoked dope over half their life, clean them up, raise them up, and do what needs to be done. Are you willing? How far?
How far?
Are you willing to go? How far are you willing to get your hands dirty for the kingdom of God? People are so quick to say, evangelists, that they are Christian, but people really don't know what the meaning of Christianity is all about.
Mm.
Yeah, the Lord called me to preach. Where is the effectiveness of your preaching?
All right.
Where is the effectiveness of your ministry? We desire God to do great things in our life, but are we willing to stop other things? Some of us are suffering because we want to suffer. We don't want to come out of our midst. We want to stay in our midst. But when is the day we're going to say, God, I surrender all? God, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you all my being. How much do you really trust God? How much do you believe God? Let me ask y'all a question. Do you believe God as much as God believes in you? Do you believe God as much as he believes in you? He knew you before your mother conceived you. I'm ready to shut down, but I feel the prophetic. I know Evangelist Bernard has some things she wants to share. But I'm after she say what she's going to say, I'm coming back with an earnest prayer. Because some of y'all need to be ministered to today. Some of you need to really be ministered to today. Remember this, if y'all don't remember nothing else, your life can be the only Bible that somebody will ever read.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are we doing everything we're supposed to be doing? Like the Word says? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? But we say that we have the love of God. The love of God wouldn't cause you to be in captivity.
Ah, Jesus, Jesus.
We would learn how to pray for one another, intercede for one another.
Yeah.
Somebody, somewhere, some yoke's going to be destroyed. Everybody loves the song by Sister Tasha Cobb, Break Every Chain. But it should have been Destroy Every Chain. You can break chains, and they can come back together. But when they're destroyed, when they're destroyed, they can't come back again. I love the song myself. But when are we going to come out of captivity and be the real generation that God is calling for in our life? People are And it brings tears to my eyes because I think about these people are having services. They're having revivals. But ain't no souls coming in. People are running, jumping, and shouting, skipping and hollering. Ain't no souls coming in. Ain't no souls being delivered. Ain't no minds being regulated. Ain't no heart being fixed. Ain't no relationship being fixed. Ain't no family coming back together. This is captivity. We're supposed to share the word and bring people out of captivity. The Bible says, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. How you going to bring the old into the new? If that was the case, Jesus would have never did what he did by going to the cross and dying for the remission of our sins. Captivity. Come out of captivity, y'all. You don't belong in captivity. Don't allow the enemy to blind you because of what has occurred in your life. Things have happened in our lives, but we got to learn how to give it to God and give it to God fully. I know some of y'all ready to hear about money, houses, and cars, but your soul is at stake. You can't take none of that stuff with you when you leave here. You can't take our houses with us. You can't take these pots and pans. You can't take our money. You can't take none of that stuff. God is more concerned about your soul and your heart. And that day that Jesus come here and say, depart from me, I never knew you. You work for me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We have a lot to think about when we're desiring the gifts. But I want you to remember, preaching in captivity. How is it that you can preach and you're captive? You're bound yourself. You haven't allowed God to come in your life and set you free. This is personal. I hope I said something to help you. I really hope and pray that you really think about the things that you're doing. Is it about you going to preach at these churches and you getting the money, or are you really caring about the souls of man? Everybody I talk to on a daily basis, everybody I see during the week, everybody I see during the month, I would love to see them in heaven. I would love to see everybody in heaven. But when are we going to get off the broad and wide road and get on the straight and narrow road? God bless you. I pray that God will deal with your heart to come out of captivity. Deal with your minds about coming out of captivity. Because you don't belong to the enemy, but you belong to God. God bless you.
Soul searching message. As he was going forth, and again, you know, we want something to make us feel good. You know, we want to hear a word to make us shout and cause our emotions to be aroused. But that's not something that is needful. Yes, it's wonderful to make a joyful noise unto to the Lord. That's what God compels us to do. He said, make a joyful noise. He said, praise him on the harp. Praise him on the timbrel. He loves when you shout and dance. He loves when you give him glory and admiration. Hallelujah. But there comes a time when God wants us to listen attentively. There comes a time when this word has to penetrate. It has to go in a place where it causes us to
search ourselves. That's why the scripture says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. But if you go from Genesis to Revelation, you'll find out, Lord, I'm not where I thought I was. Wow. Preaching in captivity. Hallelujah. Preaching in your bound. Living in bondage. Trapped by something we've never been delivered from. My. Yeah, that was a word. As he said that, my mind went straight to 2 Timothy. Chapter 3 said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. He said, why aren't anybody being affected? If the word, now people may not be affected like we would like them to be, but he's talking about being effective where, guess what? People can see the transformation in your life, because the Bible said, know them. These signs, there has to be some signs. And God's word says his word will not go out and return unto him void. But Timothy is saying, hallelujah, that in the last perilous times shall come. They're right here. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors. We'll switch sides in a minute. Hey, and it's not about no size. Who's on the Lord's side? That's the only side we should be concerned about. Not North Street, South Street, East Street, West Street, what edifice you at? Is the anointing there? Because the anointing is what destroys yokes, not break them. The anointing destroys yoke. But Timothy said we're traitors, we're heady, we're high-minded, we're lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. When they say Kirk Franklin is in the city, we'll find $30 to go to that concert. Hallelujah. But if they say a prayer, that's prayer, they got a Azusa Street prayer revival have broke out. Oh, and we bidding everybody to come fall down on their faces and lay before God. Not for 2 or 3 hours. You can't get him to come for 30 minutes. Ah, this was a soul searching. And then verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We got a form. We look like we're blessed. You know, we putting on our costumes and our masks, and we're going to church. But our heart, God looks at the heart. He's the only one knows our heart. Amen. That was a timely message of Prophet Pearson. Amen. Folks want to jump and shout. And yes, they want a word from the Lord, but the only word they want to hear is how much money you going to put in our account. How big a house he going to give us? What kind of car we going to drive? Can we go buy a Ford of St. John's suit? Ah, hallelujah, fair, Mr. Shoes. That's what we're interested in, the tangible thing. But we have to build our hope up on God's word. Oh, Lord have mercy. Soul searching message. And even
it ties in with our destiny focus for this week, saying desiring spiritual gifts. And that's why there's so much chaos. That's why souls aren't coming in the church, because the gifts have to be working in the church. If the gifts aren't being utilized in their proper perspective, then guess what? There won't be no healing. The church is the hospital. That's where we come to get our healing. We come to the house of worship, and some folks say, oh, I don't have to go to no church. Well, that's not scripture. That's not biblical. He said, fail not to assemble yourself. Amen? Yes, take your time and find out if this is the place that's for you. But I tell you what, if the anointing is not there, if the signs and wonders is not following the leader, you better check out of that place. You know, we want to go because our friends go here. My friend attend Tabernacle of Praise. Oh, yes, and the pastor is such and such. Ain't nobody being healed. No one is being delivered. Nobody's being set free. I came in smelling like a cigarette. I came in and that, wait a minute, I'm not saying all that saved you. But guess what? The Bible says come out from among them. You have to be separated. You can't live like a heathen and then profess on Sundays and raise up your hand and praise God, and you done already been out in the street sleeping with other women's husbands, other men's wives, drinking and fornicating and defiling your temple. We can't do that. We have to live holy. Holiness, the Bible says. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Preaching in captivity. That was his subject matter. And he took it from Isaiah 61 and then confirmed it in the New Testament in Luke. Hallelujah. God has called that when the gospel has been preached effectively, people's hearts will change. People's lives will be transformed. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy! This is not our word. This is God's word, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. What is that saying? Don't let the world shape and mold you, but be transformed. What does that mean? Have a change of mind. Change your habits. Get on your knees and pray. Lay before God and say, Lord, take these cigarettes away from me. Take this alcohol away from me. Take this marijuana away from me. Take this fornication and adultery spirit from me. Take this lying out of my lips. Take it from me. Hallelujah. And I know it's from God, because guess what? Just heard a message on yesterday. And the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three, every word is going to be established. It's going to be confirmed. No, this wasn't no jumping and shouting. This was a search me, Lord. Search me message. Search yourself. Hallelujah. And we got to let go. Some things is easier to let go of than others. We all have some work we have to do. We all work in progress. This thing don't happen overnight. The Bible says we take off daily. We have to take something off daily. So don't ever think you're so saved, huh, and you're so sanctified that you can't fall. He said, when you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. Oh, but some of us are self-righteous. Oh, we got it made. We have made it. Oh, don't fool yourself. Ah, because that's what Satan's job is, to deceive. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll make you to think you're there when you're not there. But there is a way that seemed it right to man. But the end thereof. Oh, God, I can't do no more. I can't do no more. This was a soul-searching message. Preaching in captivity. Hallelujah. We're in bondage. Hey, God, we haven't stopped sinning. God, we haven't stopped fornicating and lying. And then we're going to lay hands on folks. You lay hands on them, but guess what? They're not healed. That's why so many sick among us. We won't repent. We have a form of godliness. Uh-huh. We won't look like all is well. We won't look like, hey, I spent some time with God. You might be deceiving the folks, but you're not deceiving God. Get right, somebody sing a church song. Get right, church, and let's go home. But I'm saying today, get right, people, not church. Because guess what? God's church won't have a spot or a wrinkle. Ah, when he called those that are his, there won't be no counterfeits. There won't be no imitators. There won't be no fake jakes. They're going to be the real thing. Because when that trumpet is sound, only those that have made themselves ready is going back to meet Jesus. That's the only one's going to go. So if you're not in that place, get ready. We're saved by grace. Father, we have not made it yet, people. And don't ain't no holy folks. Hallelujah. All of us are saved by grace. We live it. We are perfecting our walk with Christ, but we have not made it yet. Because we live in a sinful world. So every day we have to repent. Every day we have to ask God for some new mercies. Hallelujah. I was heavy there. Woo, God. All right. We're going to see who's on the line today. And then Prophet Pearson, if you want to pray for anybody, he can go right ahead. Hey, glory. Don't take God all day to speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this word. But I'm telling you, the Bible says, desire the sincere milk of the word. And I'm telling you, you better, if you want to stay rooted and grounded, you better ask God for a gift. And guess what? You better perfect that gift. You better ask God, hallelujah, Lord, how do I draw closer to you? How do I maintain my walk with you? How do I keep myself from not being vulnerable? Hallelujah, to the wiles of the devil. Because Satan is everywhere. He's in our home. Yeah, you say, oh, he ain't in my home. Yes, he is. Because there's spirits many. Hallelujah. And who the folks that you invite into your house to make a service call, they bring spirits with them. Your gardener, your electrician, tell me about it. These camera folks, you don't know who coming in your house. You don't know what kind of spirits are coming in there. There's spirits many. So don't say, oh, no, I know who come in my home. Do you? The camera man just came in there. Do you know what kind of spirit he had when he entered into your house? No, you don't know. But guess what? After he lived there, they left the spirit there. Ah, Jesus. We so sanctified. We so saved. We won't watch for nothing. The Bible said, watch. I heard the man say yesterday, he said, I told him to look up. He said, now, but I want your eyes to stay open. He said, because you know what? We tell folks to close their eyes. But when your eyes is closed, you can't see nothing. He said, I pull my eyes open because the Bible told me to watch and pray. We just laughed. It was funny, but it's true. We have to watch as well as pray. Amen, amen. You have spoke today, Prophetess, and God bless you. Let me ask Sister Ruby who's on the line, and we'll open up the line. If there's any questions, if there's any prayer requests, the man of God is available still. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Praise the Lord.
Soul searching message. Hallelujah.
Sister T.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank God, Lana. I thank God.
That's your
for that
name,
word.
Jesus.
On today, you're really making me examine myself. You know, the Lord wants to examine myself. And I know there's some
hallelujah.
Things please. With, so I'm repeating of all that, and I just have to give it to God, and I thank the man of God. I just ask y'all to continue to pray for me and my children. My daughter is currently looking for another job, and I just ask you to continue to keep my family in prayer. I love you guys, and I put on Facebook that I wanted everybody to come on. I challenged all my friends to come on today. So I just ask the Lord to continue to bless me, bless my family, and to continue to bless the ministry. Thank you, man of God.
Amen. Even
Jesus.
Blessings, Bernard. That you're caught up. I know that some of us that's on the line, the line is going in and out. I don't know what the problem is with it, but the line has been going in and out. Even yesterday when I was listening to you, the line was going in and out, so I don't know what the problem is. And I didn't have my headset on, is my thing, you know. But the line was going in and out. I don't know what the problem is with that. Maybe you can check into that after you finish. But we're going to
we'll check on it. Sometimes it's our phone line. Sometimes I'll step away, and it could be my phone line. But even with yours, what you're speaking today, you were going a little bit in and out too. So sometimes it's our phone lines or the area we're in. So we'll check on that.
Okay. But, Father, we thank you, and we give you praise for this woman of God. We ask you, dear Lord God, that you will have your way in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to forgive us for all sins, transgressions, and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Purge our hearts, our minds. Father, I decree and declare that, God, that those things, God, that she has asked for, Father, that you would grant it to her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that every need shall be met, God, according to your power, God, according to your richness, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, your word said that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. I thank you now that is she's asking you for is already released. We thank you, God. We tell you hallelujah because it's hell manifest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you, Father. Amen. Sister Teresa.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Bless.
Amen. I just wanted to ask a question. I hear a little echo. I don't know if somebody got their speaker phone on. When your speaker is on, you hear an echo. So when the prophet, when he was speaking today, I could hear him, but somewhere I couldn't hear him because I hear an echo in the background. But I just wanted to ask a question. I heard you say that if you're in a ministry and miracles and deliverance, signs of miracles and deliverance that is not taking place, then you shouldn't be there.
Right.
Did I hear that?
Yes, you did. The Bible says that signs, miracles, and wonders follow them that believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, if God is not moving, see, people have a limitation. They put a limitation on God.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is in the body of Christ. You may have a church that has that may be an Amy Zion, and they got their rules and regulations. You can't do this in this particular church, or you can't do that in a particular church. If you don't have the fivefold ministry and operation of the church, you are denying God, and you're denying his power to the fullness.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
So, say if you are in a fivefold ministry and you don't see miracles, signs of miracles and deliverance taking place in the ministry, then what?
You better pray. You better learn how to intercede. You better learn how to, you know, just intercede and pray
And then, you know, maybe God is not calling you to that. You understand what I'm saying? He may not be calling you to that particular ministry. You understand what I'm saying? Some people are drawn to ministries for different reasons. Some people are drawn because they got the band there. Some people are drawn because they got the praise team there. Some people are drawn there because the preacher don't preach too long. They get time to watch football and basketball and Lifetime. You know, it's according to what you are really seeking God for, what you're really wanting from God. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times people come to church because it's a formality. They come to church because it's a religious formality, or they're accustomed to come to church. They don't come to church looking for something. You understand what I'm saying? People come to church. If there was a revival going on and there was a prophet in the midst, or people knew that the prophet was in the city, oh, yes, I'm going to see what the prophet got to say tonight. He might not be worth it talking to you tonight. You might have to sit there and leave, knowing whatever he preached out of that word, you got to take that right back home with you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it's what do you expect from God when you go to the house of the Lord? The way you're going to get what you need to get from God is you have a personal relationship with God. And
mm-hmm.
that's through fasting, praying, and seeking the face of God.
Amen.
And prayer is not a one-way communication line. You can pray to God, but sit right there and wait for God to talk back to you. He
mm-hmm.
will do. He will do.
Amen.
Amen.
And to add to that also, Sister Teresa, just to give a little illustration, say you've been in a church and you just gotten rooted and grounded, and you may be in that particular setting for a year or two. And when you find, and this happened to me, and I had been saved, been in the ministry, and I moved from Los Angeles to Atlanta. And I was mm-hmm. in an apostolic church. And I was accustomed to people praising God. I was accustomed to seeing healing lines, people getting in the line for healing. I was accustomed to that, and that was the order. And so when you get saved under a set order, and then you go away, you move. I've relocated from Los Angeles to Atlanta, and I was in this apostolic church, and they brought the word and praised God and what have you, but the spirit was stifled. You know, you weren't, you know, it was like a program. You know, the Bible said, quench not the Holy Spirit. So, you know, everything was by this order, this set program. You know, well, God don't operate like that. If God said, I want the people today to do nothing but praise and worship me, I don't care who on the marquee to be the speaker. God said, all I want is praises and worship. Now, if you are governed by the Spirit of God, then you adhere to what God is speaking. Okay, and say, oh, well, you know, we have to invite the speaker back another day. But the Lord said he wants everybody in this building to get up and worship and praise him. Won't be that message today. That's the message, praise and worship. And so I was there maybe about a year, and I said, Lord, I got to leave here. Because you know what? I would feel a little down in my spirit. And I know if I go to the house of the Lord, something's going to be said. Hey, the change, what I was feeling when I came in. But if I leave out the way I came in, then guess what? It's just like I wasn't even there because I didn't get help. So that's what we're saying. Go where you can get some help. If you find yourself depressed and you're saying, I'm going to the house of the Lord, something should be said. Something should be manifested that day for to lift that spirit off of you, a spirit of depression. And all the way these spirits will leave, if you have that fivefold minister working, if you have the gifts operating effectively, that's what I'm saying. And I sat there about a year, oh, glory to God. And then, hallelujah, a man from Montgomery came, and I heard he had a revival going, and I said, well, I got to go, because I kept on saying, Lord, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. Sat there a year, but I got out of there. I found myself dying right there in that church. Because it wasn't helping me. Now, they had all those had been in that ministry with those people for years, but it was not helping me. And I found that other church. Oh, God, and I tell you, when you've had a blood transfusion. That's what took place. Because then I got life, and I would have to drive about an hour from where I live to where the church was. But I didn't mind. Because guess what? I went with peace and joy and happiness and freedom, and I had a freedom in my spirit. And I didn't care if I had to drive 2 hours. I wanted to feel God's presence in my life. I didn't want to go to church depressed and leave there depressed too. Oh, glory. So that's what we're saying. If you're in a place and you're not being helped, you're not being encouraged, you're not working in the ministry that God has given you. See, we all have a ministry. See, folks don't sit in the pulpit. But that ain't the whole ministry. And that's why we're talking about this week, desiring spiritual gifts. There's some other gifts in the body. We all are ministers. When we get filled with God's precious spirit, we are to minister. That don't mean go sit on the pulpit. You may go to, God may give you a desire to go and visit the convalescent home and pray for the elderly. He might give you an unction to go to the shelters and go and help some mothers and women in shelters and domestic. There's all kinds of ministries in the body of Christ. But the only way we get a word minister, we want to preach. There's other gifts in the body. And that's what we're talking about this week. Desiring spiritual gifts. Gifts that's going to edify. Gifts that's going to perfect the body. Not just one individual. See, God is just not concerned about one. He's concerned about all. He said, I would that all would come into this marvelous life. He want to bless us all. He just don't want to bless one family and leave another one destitute. Hallelujah. So that's what we mean when we say there's no sign. There has to be some signs. And there has to be evidence. If they're not evident, that's why we confused. That's why there's no joy. That's why there's no deliverance. There's no healing going on. Because folks ain't in there. We come just to say we've been to church, and that's it. We got on now. The football game coming on Sunday evening. And, you know, I got to be a baby. Guess what? When you got hell going on in your house, and your children are rebellious, and your husband and your wife acting out and staying out, and you can't even talk to them, and it's all kind of chaos. Honey, guess what? You'll turn off that TV, and you'll find your secret closet, and you'll go in there and call out to God for help. But let's not wait till we get in a destitute situation. Let's call on him every day. Let's lay up some timber before the trouble comes. If you got some prayers already laid up, already in there, hallelujah, you don't have to worry about when the enemy comes in. Because guess what? I've already prayed. I pray every day. Higher than the Messiah. Hallelujah. So that's what we need. So there has to be a change. There has to be a change because God is a God of change. He's a God of peace. He don't dwell in the midst of confusion. He's a God of peace. I hope that helped you. Oh, girl, because I get carried away. Because I love God and I love this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby?
Sister Cammie. Excuse me, Sister Cammie.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sister Cammie.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll
bless
come
your
back.
Name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's move on. I want to get Prophet Pearson on out of here. Any more on the line, Sister Ruby?
I went to Sister Albertine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't hear Sister
hello?
Albertine.
Yeah, she's
hi,
heard.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, Sister Albertine, the line is
can
open.
Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry, I'm inside of this office. That word was very, very phenomenal. It was powerful. I just can't talk, but I was listening, and praise the Lord. Evangelist Menard, Sister Ruby, Prophet Pearson, it was amazing. And you made some very great points about letting things go and letting God, and that's where I'm at right now in my life, just letting a lot of things go and allowing God to just manifest things in my life. And I'm still in prayer. I'm keeping staying hopeful, and thank you for that word. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Doing a new thing, doing a new thing.
Okay.
Any more, Sister Ruby? I saw Prophet is still on the line, too, so she dropped off. I was able to see some of the callers today.
Okay. I'm going to area code 661-0240. The line is open.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. I was calling because, as you mentioned, I'm trying to also discern myself with the Holy Spirit. And like I said, I'm definitely in this, and I'm trying to seek the Lord's voice any way that I can. I've been speaking in tongues. I've been going to church, fellowshipping, and as you mentioned, you have to have a daily operation with God in order to hear His voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, get into the Bible, get into the readings, and try to just understand and get discerned with God. You know, and when God is ready to give me that full instruction on what He has for me, then that's when I know that I'm ready to take off, because I'm fellowshipping, as you mentioned, you know, in a church where they're not, you know, they don't speak in tongues. They do the traditional, you know, just hold hands and pray. However, I still do it in the church, because when God speaks, I want to be able to bless others and do the things that God has in store for me, and have that personal relation where I'm able to read and understand when the enemy is attacking me at the same time. And, you know, like you said, there are devils in the church. So I noticed that, you know, there are some people who are in the church who are just in the church, but still don't understand that God really speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking that God fulfill me and that He saturates me with the Holy Spirit, so I can make a difference within the church as well as anywhere else on my walk that I can go. And you know, I believe in God with all my heart, in my natural.
Mm.
And I've been using my strong faith, but I know God's not finished with me, because I just feel it in my heart. He wants me to walk in His kingdom with life.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, it was a saying that, you know, in the past, where the saints were saying, well, we'll get our glory, you know, when we go to heaven. And I want to get my glory right now, because I know God wants us to have our glory right here on this earth and everything in it, earth, and, you know, be able to speak with the kingdom of God. So when we leave this place, and we can understand when we transition to God that we have did His will, not only just by pastoring, but being obedient to God when he speaks to us. So this is the life, the transition that I'm looking for in God's kingdom. I want him to speak to me no matter where I'm at. Invite him into my home, no matter where I'm going, all my walks of life. I'm looking for that revelation of God, and I want him to restore my life, you know, because we can't do anything without God. We need his voice, his strength. We just need it. And, I'm just hungry and thirsty for it. I'm hungry and thirsty for it, and I'm going to lean on to it, you know, until he is able to download me and give me his strength and voice and instruction in the kingdom, because that's what we need.
Amen. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jermaine. I called one time before.
Okay. What area are you calling from, Jermaine?
I'm calling from the state of Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're just so happy to have you with us today, and I just want you to know God don't want us to have glory. He wanted the glory belongs to God. He wants us to be able to live peacefully.
Yes, yes.
But all glory belongs to him, so there's no glory for man. Glory is for God.
Yes, yes, glory, all glory goes to God. Yes.
All glory goes to him. Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for tuning in, Brother Jermaine. God bless you. Certainly we certainly welcome you to tune in with us. We'll be back this week with this continual subject, desiring spiritual gifts. So we need to learn how to please God. We need to know what it is that God has for each and every one of us to do. There's so much work to do for the kingdom. There are so many souls that's out there that haven't even heard the gospel. But we know that Jesus said this gospel is going to be preached to every nation, every creature, everyone will have heard about Jesus before he calls for his people. So God bless you. We thank God for you. We're going to go back, if there's nobody else, Sister Ruby, we're going to go back to Prophet Pearson, and nobody asked for prayer, so we're going to have Prophet Pearson to close us out and pray for the people and whatever else the Lord put in his heart to do. Amen. Maybe you have a word for somebody on the line. I don't know.
Amen. Thank you.
Pearson. Tammy?
Yes.
Yes. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, your line is open.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. It's
a Excuse me, could you close the line, Sister Ruby, and just have Sister Cammy's line open, because there's a lot of background noises we can't hear.
Put the line open and Sister Cammy.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's some noise coming from Sister Cammy up Prophet Pearson's line.
I'm driving. It's probably coming from
the side. Okay. Can you pull on the side?
Yeah, I'm going to pull over now. I'm on the highway.
Right.
So hold on one second. I'm pulling over.
Jesus.
That's
better.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Prophet Pearson.
Hello? Is that better?
Yes, she's still there.
Yeah, she's still there. Go ahead, Tammy.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time. I was at the doctor's office, so I was big going in and out. So, but, you know, praise God for Prophet Pearson for the word, for your Venice Bernard, and you, Sister Ruby. I don't feel well, so I don't have too much to say. Just say praise. Actually, pray for me. You know, I'm not feeling well. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Father, we decree and declare, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we activate Isaiah 15 and 5 on her behalf, on Sister Tammy's behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, God, that's not like you, Lord God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that, God, you came that we may be free, God, and free indeed. And I thank you, God, for setting her mind free, setting her heart free, God, setting her body free. And, Father, we speak, God, to her body and command her body to line up with your word. in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come and rest, rule, and abide with her like no before in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray now, God, that her body will feel just like the youth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. I thank you for full restoration in Jesus' name. I thank you. I give you praise for the praise report that shall come in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank you, God, that you fulfill, God, every prayer, every promise in her life in the name of Jesus. And everything that may be blocking it, we bind it in Jesus' name. We thank you for victory,
hallelujah.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Carlos. Appreciate that.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody
Sister
else
Dawn?
In the room?
Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn. Okay, then she's
Hold
not
on.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Okay. Did we hear from the 661 area code?
That was Brother Jamie or whatever, from Ohio.
Okay. And what about the 302 area code? Oh, that was Sister Teresa.
Yeah, Sister Teresa.
Okay.
I got
okay,
everybody.
That's everybody. Well, God bless. We're going to go back to Prophet Pearson. We thank God for that word on the day. Thank God for this prophetic Tuesday. It certainly has been a blessing, Prophet Pearson. So we've got to thank God for you. If you don't have any other words for the people of God, we're going to let you close us out with a prayer. Amen. Sister Ruby, did you have any remarks or comments? Amen.
No, just bless the man of the prophet. It was a blessing to examine yourself. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Prophet.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for what God is doing and what God has said to us today. And Father, we decree and declare, God, we thank you, Lord, God, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for New Destiny Ministries and all that you're doing in New Destiny Ministries. Father, we thank you, God, that the vision shall speak and it shall not lie. And Father, we thank you, God, we call those things be not as though they were in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that even now that the enemy is bound, God. We thank you that even now, God, what that you have promised New Destiny Ministries shall be fulfilled. It shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it. We give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, for Evangelist Menard and all that you call her to do. We thank you, God, that even now, God, every door that she needs open, Father, we decree and declare that it come open. And Father, I thank you for it now. Hallelujah. God, I give you praise, Father, for what you shall do in her life and how you shall manifest yourself. Father, until we meet again, we give you honor, glory, and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Remember, we're talking about desiring spiritual gifts. You can go on our Facebook page, and you can visit our website and certainly listen to this message again in its entirety. Amen. We will be back for the rest of the week with this subject matter, desiring spiritual gifts. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Sister Ruby, you can close us out with a song. Love you all. Have a great day.
Have it, lay it down by
Troy. I'm believing that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my sister. Listen.
All of your heartache, all guilt and shame, lay it down, lay it down.
The Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down, lay it down.
Promise.
Promise he would never leave, not forsake your friends indeed. Lay it down, lay it down.
War cry. Feeling better by now, but just in case you just got into your car, let us say it again. all of your problems,
all of your pain.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. All of your heartache, all guilt and shame.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Cast your cares.
Cast your cares upon Him.
Yeah.
He'll hear you call.
Oh.
Lay it down. Lay it down.
Promise.
Promise He would never leave the forsaken friend in peace. Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Oh. Looking a whole lot brighter. You only have two choices.